and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello and welcome, Ed.
Thank you, Jennifer. Great to be with you as always.
Happy fall. Happy new season of higher ed.
It's finally cooling down.
Oh, well, relatively speaking.
And that and what makes it so cool is that higher ed is back live.
Yes, we are back. So, you know, we are back reconvening. People have been able to hear best of episodes over the summer. So I got to hear, what did you do on your summer vacation?
And my mom loved those best of. And she really wants to meet you, by the way.
Well, we will make that happen.
Okay, very good.
So what did you do on your higher
education?
Did you visit your mom?
No, I did not.
What did you do?
Well, I took 3 days vacation, which for me is
Wait
huge.
A minute, three?
Well, for the president, every day's a Monday, so to get 3 days off in a row is amazing.
Oh, man. What did you do?
I went to Santa Fe. I did something, of course, I believe in lifelong learning, something we try to teach all our students, and I took a workshop. And it was an art workshop. You know, Santa Fe is all about art. It was a workshop, plein air pastel painting, because I'd never even held a pastel. Have you ever held a pastel in your hand?
Well, it's probably been many, many years,
well,
not recently.
That's why you didn't take the course, you
yes.
see. But I never held a pastel, so I took this 12 students from different walks of life, a lot of them from Texas and Ohio and California and Colorado, and we learned how to be outside and capture light and capture shadows using pastel. It was really interesting.
We got to take a picture of some of your work then and put it up on the website with this episode so folks can see the
I'm very proud. If you're challenging me, I accept that challenge.
This
I'm
is
a big
an art
ham.
Throwdown, President Berger.
I will tell you, though, to get us on some kind of track, I learned something very interesting during that workshop, which surprisingly, I think, is impactful to thinking about education.
What is that?
So one of the things, the first thing that they taught, well, he is an instructor, first thing this guy taught us was that when you're trying to capture something that you see, the first thing you should do is create what artists call a value study. And I'd never heard of this.
I haven't either. What's a value study?
So a value study is basically a quick sketch of whatever it is that you're seeing. Now, remember, we're outside, so it's very ephemeral. You know, shadows are coming and clouds are going and so forth. So quickly capture whatever it is. And then once you have kind of a skeletal sketch, just using like a pencil or a piece of chalk, then use about 5 different shades of gray from black to white and then 3, you know, intermediate grays to color it all in. And so what you're doing is you're basically squinting your eyes so you can't see detail, and you just see what's the darkest thing you see, and then color that in with your darkest color. Then what's the next darkest thing you see, and use the next gray, and keep working out until you're basically at white. And what's fascinating about this is that, number one, if you do this reasonably well, if you look at the image you produce, which is a very, very fast, rough sketch, no detail. If you squint your eyes, you feel like you're looking at a black and white photograph of a thing because you've captured the essence of it. But what I find exciting for our discussion today is that what I see is that that's exactly what needs to happen at the educational level.
Capturing the essence. So what does that mean?
Well, that's where you start.
Yeah.
That I think that many students and many instructors and educators all over, including parents, think that we should be going right to the color version. We should start coloring and putting in every leaf and every detail, when in fact that is the wrong place to start. If you want to embark upon anything, including an intellectual, abstract, or anything that you're trying to understand, start with this value study. Just draw a very quick, rough sketch intellectually and put in these different shades of gray. And then start to rework and put in the color and see it in a clear way. The only way you're going to see anything is to start off by just saying, what's the basics? And then how do I fill in the colors?
All right, so finish that analogy for us. So take that value study, that essence idea, and put that framework onto an academic pursuit. Like, tell me what that would sort of look and feel like then.
Well, so let's take my subject. As you know, I'm a big math guy. So with mathematics, if you're trying to understand something in math, don't just jump to the formula and start memorizing it and working through the details, but ask yourself, what's going on here? So take like calculus. So with calculus, okay, you could start studying things like limits and derivatives and integrals and all these complicated things that no one ever heard of and everyone else has forgotten. And instead say, what am I seeing here? What I'm seeing here is a way to measure change, a way to measure speed, a way to see how things are changing. Well, that now gives you kind of the sketch, and now you add the shades of gray. Well, there's the average speed or average change, which is just distance over time. But then how do you make that an instantaneous rate of change? Well, that leads you to kind of a whole direction. So keep it at a very high level and then begin to say, ah, I see what I'm looking at. I see the image in black and white. And now I'm going to be ready to inject the color, not just in my understanding of the ideas, but even how I look at myself. Start with that black and white picture and then add color.
All right, so I want to take this framework and apply it to a new math puzzler.
Do you
have one?
Listen, I'm a mathematician. I have them out, you know, I can pull one out of my sleeve.
Is this what you do at parties? Do you just say, hey, who wants to hear a math puzzler?
Now, if that is some kind of subtle way of calling me a nerd, I will take that as a compliment.
I think I called you that in a previous episode already. So.
Yeah, but this was more subtle. Last time was more direct. Yes, I have a puzzler for you, and I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Oh, good. I'm ready.
Okay, so imagine that you are a traveler in the wild.
Okay.
And you get lost as you travel and journey.
Okay.
You come to a fork in the road, as education and life often brings us.
Yes.
And you know, so it is a fact, that one branch, one of the prongs of the fork, will take you to where you are staying, you know, your campgrounds safely, and you'll be great.
Okay.
The other fork, you know, this is a fact, will lead you to a wild pack of awful, dangerous animals, pick in your choice, whatever okay. scares you the most, that will basically not do you well.
Okay.
Okay, so it will do you harm.
Okay.
And so you want to avoid that. I don't want to say death, but you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's not good.
It's not good.
No.
Okay.
So you, a fork in the road, one you know will take you to success mm-hmm. and home, and the other one will take you to a whole different worldview.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't know which is which.
Okay.
But
oh, you don't know. All right. So you don't know.
You know one is one and one's the other. You don't know which is which.
Okay. Got it.
Right. However, at this fork lives a group of locals.
Okay.
And those locals come in two flavors. The truth tellers, who always will tell the truth.
Okay.
And the liars, who will always lie.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you can't just by looking at them tell which is from which group.
Okay.
Okay. One person approaches you from this collection.
Mm-hmm.
So either a truth teller or a always liar.
Got it.
You just don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to ask that person only one question.
Okay.
And based on the answer to that question, you have to decide which fork you want to take. Remember, one fork leads you to safely home. The other fork leaves you safely to death. You want to pick the right fork. You pick a person. That person is either going to always tell the truth or always going to lie. You don't know which. You can only ask that person one question.
Man.
And it's a yes or... No, it's not a yes or no question. It's only one question.
Just one?
One question.
Okay.
And then you have to go and hopefully... That's the puzzler.
Man, where did you get this one?
Let me tell you where I got it from because it could plug one of my other books, which is it's called The Heart of Mathematics, An Invitation to Effective Thinking. And it's a very fat textbook, and I think everyone should buy many copies of it. It's the only math book, by the way, that comes with 3D glasses.
Oh, cool.
And a kit of fun little activities.
Oh, this is intriguing. I'm going to take your discussion of sort of the approach to art and creation. I'm going to use that to try to solve this.
Excellent.
But give me a week.
Well, you have a week. And remember, the key thing is to first to make that value study. What that means in our everyday lives is... just draw a very quick sketch. And I mean this metaphorically now. A very quick sketch and just squint your eyes and look for the darkest element of it. And I don't mean like the baddest, but just, you know, the extreme element on one side and then pull yourself out. Just give yourself like three options until you get to the lightest thing. And what's phenomenal is that by taking just that journey, you will see the issue. You will see the subject in a deeper way. instead of looking at each leaf of each tree, you're missing the big picture.
Well, my response to hearing you describe that was, I thought, wow, this sounds really liberating.
Exactly.
Because often I think a lot of us have or still do take an approach to any academic pursuit as there's right or wrong, and I either know it or I don't. And if I don't know it, I'm in trouble, right, and I don't know how to figure it out. But this to me sounds like a map or a pathway to using what I already know in my head to kind of figure it out at my pace.
And one, and actually it pulls, just you just reminded me, you inspired me to realize that this is actually pulls on one of the themes of our episode from last season, which was about deep understanding, layers of understanding. This is now a new way for me, and I'm inviting for our listening audience, a new way to actually make this notion of deep understanding, that there are layers of understanding, make it practical. First, think about that black and white, you know, not that black and white, but a sketch, and then the value study of shades of gray. And I'll tell you something else that I found interesting and liberating for me in my job as, you know, CEO of a complex educational institution, which is that, you know, as a mathematician, when I look at these images, I do see the leaves, and I want to draw on every single leaf. And this instructor, who was a great guy, by the way, he said, you know, Ed, you know, you can't do that. You can't draw in every single leaf, which, of course, is true, but you still, you're drawn to that, right? He said, you just got to kind of have these big swatches of the kind of the perimeter of what the shape of the general tree is. And you just kind of make this impressionistic thing. And he would use the side of the charcoal. And in like four brush strokes, he's captured every leaf. And it was magical. And what it taught me and what it inspired me is that you can't look at things one leaf at a time, but you've got to look at the big image, the perimeter, the boundary, the interface between how ideas fit together, and then look globally.
Well, we've talked before about sort of information overload and all the information that's out there. And what I'm thinking of as you're talking is,
yes,
that's a really great approach for me to think of, because I think the temptation is with so much information there to go small, go minute, go detail, and just think, I've got to know all of these nuggets. But this is sort of a way to take a step back and go, wait a minute, let's start bigger picture. I don't need to know the detailed content of every tweet that's popping up on my phone every second of the day.
This is so good that I'm writing it down because I'm going to steal this, by the way. You're absolutely right. That's a brilliant point. I love it. And it also it points out the fact that where the real action is at the thing where things change, at the interface between where the tree ends and the sky begins. And that is more important for us to understand that boundary and the opportunities there rather than each individual leaf. So look for the interface of ideas rather than every leaf detail.
You know, you keep talking about leaves. I wish our leaves changed color here in the fall.
They do.
Some of them do.
No, they all do. Come to Southwestern University on our campus. Now, it happens in a day. Right. I admit that, you know, if you blink, you'll miss it.
Right.
It's not like New England. But they change and they are spectacular. And as long as you are there walking around our beautiful, idyllic campus for that 15-minute interval, you will see explosions of orange and yellows and blues and purples.
Well, thank you, Ed, for helping us to keep our brain sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown. If you have an idea for a topic that you'd like to hear us discuss on Higher Ed, you can email it to me. Just send it to jstayton, that's letter J, S-T-A-Y-T-O-N, at KUT.org. Find out more at southwestern.edu, and of course, keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org, and you can find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Stayton with KUT News.